now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out.
And welcome to another absolutely packed hour.
I'm Andy Shilton, shaken but not stirred.
And I'm Steffi Barnett, never shaken, slightly stirred.
Tonight we mix it up, musically speaking that is, with Nikki Lamborn of Never the Bride.
And Robin Allen from Scar, plus news, events, music and so much more.
Six stations, one show.
Give us your ears and we'll give you the rainbow.
Sorry.
Who writes that stuff?
Oh, it's Andy, he's married now. No, he's got to write rainbow stuff.
There was sparkly put all over the script, wasn't there?
It was,
right,
yeah.
Hang on a sec. Steph, you know as well as I did, you wrote that.
See, he's always passing the buck.
When would I ever write something about rainbows for the top of show?
Since you got married, Andy.
You's all loved up. I tell you what, I nearly got seasick on that bloody boat.
Oh, don't you start.
The SS, great. Well, it was. It was floating. We were floating.
Yeah. That was waxworks.
That's what happens when you have too much to drink.
That's what will be then.
So, anyway, do you want to say hello to our guest?
We got Nikki Lamborn on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Nikki.
How are you?
Now, you're performing tonight, aren't you, with the Fleece?
Tomorrow night at the Fleece.
Oh,
I'm actually on my way to a gig in London tonight.
Oh, right. Really? Oh, okay. My God, you get around, girl.
You're so busy.
I'll tell you, there's no keeping a good rock chick down, I'm telling you.
Now, you're part of a duo that makes up Never the Bride, is that right? But you've got some other band members, but it's just mainly two of you, is that right?
Well, there's six of us, to be honest, but two of us, I think, the core of Never the Bride is myself and Catherine Feeney, and we write all the songs. So Never the Bride are us, and then the rest of the players, we kind of hire them in. We've got two of everybody, because they're all top session players, you know?
Mm. Now, Nikki, yeah. I'm loving your accent, because people take the mickey out of my accent, because I've got a Bristolian accent, and no one else on the Shout Out crew has, but I'm loving that you have.
I'm a Bristol girl, aren't I? I mean, you
of course
know,
you
I,
is.
So it's lovely to speak to, it's lovely to hear it, actually.
Yeah.
Because I live in London now, but I come home every about once a month, and... You know, I love Bristol. I kind of miss it.
Oh, so you still call Bristol home?
Oh, it's home. My
it's
God,
home.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of these days, I hope I can just sort of give up the rat race and move that back down, you know?
Do they take fun of you, take the mickey out of your accent in London?
Yeah, well, do you know, they do, because I don't hide it. And I said, you know what, I'd never, ever not, you know, be me. You know, right from the time I got here. And I think I reckon when I come home, people say it's a bit lighter than it used to be. But, you know, and people say, oh, it's actually quite nice when it's, you know. So, yes, I really do talk like this. Get over it, you know.
I can vouch for that. I've met you a few times, Nikki. At Elfest and in London at Soho,
right.
But I'm one of the short and girlies, remember?
We had
plenty of drunken nights at the She Bar.
Oh, you guys rock as well. You're an amazing act. That's great. It's lovely to speak to you.
Yeah. Tell us about your gig tomorrow, because you're here in Bristol for it, aren't you?
That's right. We're doing a Fleece tomorrow night, and we're on stage. We're in Yearly, actually. We're at 8 o'clock showtime. Because it becomes a club after. I think a lot of these places do now to try and keep the money rolling in, you know, but it's good. We're bringing the whole six-piece down, and there's me, the keyboard player, girl on keyboards, Catherine Feeney. We've got a girl on electric six-string violin.
Wow.
And then we've got three boys, drums, bass, and lead guitar. So it's pretty full-on setup, you know?
Yeah.
Hush.
Now, the Fleece...
And it's all our own, it's pretty much our own songs. I mean, you know, the thing about it is that in a world where we live in now, where tribute bands have taken over, it's really brave and on to be honest, and quite difficult to keep going as an original band. But you know, it you've got to stay true to your music, and that's what we're doing.
Well, you've been described by Bob Harris as one of the best live bands in Britain. Roger Daltrey wrote the best female rock voice.
Yeah,
this is referring to you, Nikki, as Janis Joplin.
I know. Well,
wow.
Kudos.
Something. That was quite something actually when he said that, because it was. You know, you don't expect that. And my dream as a singer, because I started off as, I started off as a hairdresser. I used to work in Shaggers in Bristol.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's, and, a Bristol icon, isn't it, Shaggers?
Oh, you know, there you go. And so there were loads of them. There was about 13 in the end. I used to work in Park Street on a triangle.
Well, did you sing while you were hairdressing?
Yes, I did. I used to have a little, you know, the times used to love it, actually. But then I kind of got into music, and it was a mistake, because I was doing lots of music. I was singing on the Thekla. I had a little sort of show every week for about 6 weeks. And then I took a break and did a whole load more. And I got involved with a guy called Viv Stanshaw, who used to live on the Thekla with the lady Pamela, his wife. And he said to me at one point, he said, you know, you can be a big fish in Bristol, because I did a television show on HGV West, and, you know, with my music, and I was going really well. And he said, you're going to have to make a choice. He said, you're going to have to decide whether you want to stay in Bristol and be a big fish in a sort of smaller pond, or do you want to go to London and be a tadpole again in the big sea of sharks and see what you can do. So I took the plunge and came up here, and my first gigs were busking in Covent Garden. And I had nothing to come. I left every year, you know, I had nothing to come to. Slept on my friend's dad's sofa. And the rest is history. You know, that we've toured the world. We've written and produced an album with Shirley Bassey.
Wow.
You know, all these different, you know, things that have happened to us. We've played for the Kennedys. And then we've done just the weirdest things. And one minute you're playing the Albert Hall, the next minute you're playing, you know, the Dog and Frog.
Yeah.
You do get around, don't you, Nikki?
But you do the same performance, whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people.
Yeah.
You know that, don't you, Steffi?
You've got the passion, girl. You've got the passion.
Yeah. Whenever people see you as well, Nikki, they know, they can really feel it off you as well. You give great performance there.
I think that's a little bit of what's lacking in the world of live music these days. Mm. That a lot of the artists, you know, they don't sort of perform anymore. It's just all, you know, tuned and the lyrics are pretty not got a lot of meaning. Do you know what I mean? And
cool.
We write about what we see and feel and know and.
Well, listen, it's lovely to be able to talk to you. We've actually got your song we're going to play in a minute, but very quickly for the listeners, you're here tomorrow at the Flea. Doors open at 7 and the show starts at 8 o'clock. We're about to play your single Betty song. Is it one you're performing tomorrow?
Do you like that one?
Well, we're about to listen to it, so we'll tell you after.
I heard it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Loving it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
I love it that you love that. That's so lovely.
It's great.
Of you. And I hope you're all going to come down as my guests tomorrow night, if you'd like to. Let me know.
Well, that's nice
that's
of
really
you,
nice
Nikki.
Of you. You have to wear our shout-out T-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please do. Wait one for me, please.
Cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. I hope your gig this evening goes well, and good luck for tomorrow as well.
Thank you.
Here they are. This is Betty's song,
you,
I Never the Bride.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I think.
She's got a great voice, isn't she? Yeah. That was just reminiscent of those, you know, big rock bands and the voices.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I would say that was like country rock, wasn't that? It's virgin.
That's Betty's song. Betty's song by I Never the Bride.
Yeah, I bet she'd like to get Betty down the river. Wouldn't you, Nikki?
Okay, Mitch.
Jane.
I'm just saying. She wouldn't mind. She won't mind. That was great, Nikki.
Yeah, still. Anyway, right, it's time to get some events. And this week it's with the lovely Mitch. Have you ever done Out Shout before?
I have done Out Shout several times in the past, Andy. But it was probably quite a long time ago, before you got married and before I got married as well. So, you know, we were different people then.
So what events have you got for us today?
Unfortunately, competing with the gig at the Fleece with Nether Bride is LGBT karaoke at Zion Centre up in Bishopsworth. Yeah. I think it's Bishopsworth.
Near Headley,
other side of the river. Anyway, and that starts at night at 7:30 to 11, and it's free entry, karaoke, and
I can't remember the last time I did karaoke.
It's LGBT specific, so I don't know what that means. Whether they've
just mean
got
YMCA
the
and and
oh, maybe.
I've never done karaoke. Dolly. Never.
Can you sing? Missing out. You're missing out.
No, you've heard me sing. You've caught me. You put the mic up on me before now, so you know I can't sing.
It's called karaoke. If you can't do it.
That's the one, Mitch.
That's the one.
That's me.
So we know Mitch can sing. She's in the short and girly. So
yes,
you
know. An older tune.
Yeah.
Anyway, Western Supermare Pride, woo! It's free, and it's on Saturday, and the march starts at 11, and we've got the lovely Steph opening with her bouncy tunes. And I think the event actually costs a fiver, but get on down there anyway, because I'm sure there's lots and lots of things to do during the day.
And our guests are going to be on later, Scar. They're going to be headlining there as well with Nikki French.
Nick is going to be there. Rosala, who we had at Bristol Pride.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a jam-packed with live acts throughout the day. So it's on walking along the high street for the march and then just get involved. And then
I got your flags in my car.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
my flags.
So you can walk with a flag.
I can walk with a flag. That's great.
Mitch took a flag to Pride this year. There's so many photos of people with that flag this year, wasn't there? Including half the people that were on the stage came off and went, oh, look, Pride flag, and just had their photo taken with it. It was quite funny.
That's great. So, I mean, I think it's quite good for kids as well, Western Supermare Pride, isn't it?
Well, it has a beach.
I think most Prides are these days, aren't they?
Yeah, and face painting.
Bristol Pride had lots
for kids. And games.
And a pier and fish and chips.
Fish and chips on the pier.
You can get, you know, you can get down there and wsmpride.com.
Yeah.
And then finally, for the outshout, I think we've got Cardiff Pride coming up on the, I think it's the 13th of August. And that's at the usual place, Cooper's Field. And the march will start at 11 and head on down to Cooper's Field. And let me just go...
You can move your mic if you want. That's
sorry, it was getting in my way. So we got who's going to be performing? You'll never guess, Heather Peace, who also performed at Elfest actually recently, is going to be performing at Cardiff Pride.
She was in that TV show, wasn't she? What was it called?
Lip Service.
Yeah.
And then you got Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist Danny Beard with the glittery beard. We love a bit of Danny Beard.
He was at the Palace after Bristol Pride.
Oh, excellent.
Very good.
Yes. And then you got Eurovision's UK entry Joe and Jake and a 90s girl group. That's what it says here, but I don't know what that means because I haven't said it.
Well, they don't say which one it is.
No.
Oh.
And a big reunion with the Stars Bewitched.
And, oh, okay. Well, perhaps that's the 90s girl group then.
Perhaps, because they were in the 90s, weren't they?
Bewitched. Absolutely. Irish.
Yeah, the Irish group, Bewitched.
That paragraph is not very well written, is it? Maybe it's translated directly from the Welsh.
Yes, and it doesn't translate very well in English. So no wonder they don't understand us very well.
If we can get you a Welsh copy, will you read it out?
Oh, Crumbrú, Planlachlanfaya.
I don't think Bristolians do Welsh very well, do we?
Don't we?
No, it's too much involved.
Oh. I would never clue.
For our girt lush.
Yeah. My grandparents were Welsh. My grandma used to talk Welsh a lot to me, but I didn't learn very much. I learned that a microwave's called a popty ping, and I just thought that was hilarious. That's why I really learned.
Popty ping.
It's called a popty ping.
So you know Welsh language.
So you can expect a pugfest. Can you believe it? LGBT people and pugs. What is LGBT people and pugs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was loads of them around at Pride with the dog show. So, you got Voice UK contestant Leighton Jones. Expect fairground rides, food, drink and assortment of market stalls. So, plenty for all the family. Lots of fun.
Cool.
In Cooper's Field.
And all those events are on our website, shadowradio.lgbt.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mitch.
Thank you.
I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be without sponges.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
I do like that.
The sponges, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good ones in that lot that you did.
Are you not going to talk to us then? No?
Oh, Matthew, where are you going, Mitch? Sit down, girl.
They can't hear you unless you're in front of a microphone.
Can I in? to talk.
No, not
no,
yet.
No, we're still on air.
Oh, we're still on it. Oh, yeah. I beg your pardon. Sorry, folks. I was ready to go. Yeah. Did you
sorry,
see
the 45,000 listeners all on their edge
saw
of the seat.
The heels of my shoes running out the door.
We're inundated now you with text and emails saying, where was Mitch going?
Where's she going?
Hashtag, where's Mitch gone?
We won't point out the fact that there's two whopping right big red lights that are on when the mics are on, you know.
Sorry, folks. It's not my day today, clearly.
Now, I went and saw the new Star Trek movie on Monday.
Yes.
Have you seen it yet?
I did as well.
Spoiler.
Oh, well, I won't tell you too much, but there is a gay scene in it. There's a gay couple with
it. Very subtle.
Yes. Well, apparently, in the original, they actually kiss and they cut the kiss out. Because they were worried it might offend the American audience or something.
Well, do you know what about that, actually? George Takei had a little bit of a problem with the fact that they've made his character...
Yes, he did.
...gay.
Yes,
because... Initially, in the original series, he wasn't gay, and he felt it was a little tokenistic to suddenly turn around, because it's all in hindsight, it's all when they're younger, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he felt like, well, why would you make my character gay? Why don't you introduce a new character that was gay, that is gay?
Yeah.
You know, why is it suddenly I'm the one that's, you know...
Well, that character is John Cho, who was playing Sulu, but it was very subtle. They landed in Yorktown, didn't they?
Yes, which is
this huge
city space station.
In space. And you've seen his partner with their little girl, and he walks over, and you see Chris Pine, Captain Kirk, look in and smiling, and it's lovely.
It was
lovely,
a very nice,
face.
Subtle.
It was Chris Pine's face was like, oh, look at that lovely, loving family.
And
Sula went over, give his daughter a hug, and hugged his partner, and off they went, arm in arm. That was it. Over. Subtle, but quite momentous.
It really didn't need any more, to be honest. It was just nice to have a nod to the gay community.
What the world should be like.
It should, but I think I did quite agree with them, George, actually.
Did you?
Yes, I did, because I just felt that it needs, you know, why can't it, you know, if it's supposed to be in the future and it's supposed to be, you know, representing progress and human progress, then why isn't there more gay characters? Why is it just one gay character, a cisgendered male as well at that?
Yeah, but to be honest, there's not...
Come
they
on.
Don't show...
It's a
oh, well,
bit, it's
Simon
it's Peck massive, you know.
But they don't show that many families. They're all individuals on a starship, so they're doing jobs, and so there's not...
It's still very heteronormative.
I don't think so. It was a gay couple.
No, I know for that. I mean, generally, it's heteronormative, you know, the show.
But the film is about them being in space. It's not about the LGBT community.
No,
it's just
not
a nice little
No, that's not what I mean. I
just
agree with... Well, he felt a bit disgruntled with it.
Yeah, I read what he said,
He felt a bit disgruntled.
Well, I thought it was very nice that they gave it a bit of a nod.
Well, we could have that going on into Star Wars as well, because we got potential for Finn and Poe.
No.
Now, Finn was the...
Poe? I thought that was a Pokemon.
He was the... What?
Andy, you're diverting.
Do you play
Andy.
Pokemon?
No. Do you?
I thought we discussed that in a show in a previous show. We went
Pokemon
somewhere
Go.
Where no one else has ever gone.
Do you know, even on my wedding, apparently, when they were playing Pokemon Go, because there was a special one on the top of the SS Great Britain.
No.
I was just like, oh, please, come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It hasn't quite swept. I played the original one, the Ingress, which is what it was based on.
Really?
So. Anyway, news up next. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
What? That a bit loud for you, Seth.
That was a bit loud.
you hit the blimmin' track.
I did.
By the way, you do have a volume control for your headphones.
I know, but it was too far away. I was trying to relax. That was Jockey Boys featuring Nance, a track called Higher, which most people have seen. Oh, that was a DMC track. That's why I chose it, because that's the link into our guests later.
You just remembered that?
No.
It's on your script.
No, I just...
Right. Anyway, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday the 28th of July.
A correspondent in the East Bristol community newspaper The Week In has called for a reinvigorated campaign against the practice of circumcision in men, which he regards as male genital mutilation. Mike Oppenshaw, writing in last week's issue of the popular and independent paper, said that the campaign against female genital mutilation, I beg your pardon, was much needed, but that a similar movement against male circumcision would be welcomed by men and boys. Currently, the movement against male circumcision is largely restricted to the United States, where it has a fair amount of support in the gay men's community.
China Radio International has featured a report on the drag review scene in the fellow communist country of Cuba. CRI put out an interview with several drag queens on Sunday afternoon on its international English service, which broadcasts around the clock on shortwave. The feature referenced Cuba's rocky history with homosexuality and transgenderism and its improvement in the field of diversity and human rights since the 1990s. CRI coverage of gay issues is welcome because it reflects the liberalised atmosphere of the Chinese government whose political clout is huge on the world policy stage.
Vice magazine reports that a pair of heterosexual parents, Florin Barbu and Claudia Racletea, have been found by British social services as incapable of looking after their own children, but are now complaining that their offspring are being given a loving home by a gay couple. The pair, who described themselves as devout Christians, were found by a court of law to have been involved in violent arguments and cannot provide for their children. But they have been trying to generate support in their native Romania for a petition calling on the UK government to return the children to them. Gay parenting campaigners have expressed concern at their sheer effrontery.
The ape conservation charity APPI, which is based in the pristine Iowa countryside, has been working with our favourite apes, bonobos, a beautiful endangered species also known as the pygmy chimpanzee. Bonobos are very closely related to the humans, and in contrast with other chimpanzee species, they prefer to engage in sex rather than fighting. With their wide variety of sexual preferences well documented, the charity APPI has been communicating with Kanzi, a 35-year-old bonobo, through keyboards. Kanzi understands about 3,000 English words. Now researchers have found that he copies humans making fire. He uses a match, builds a fire, and toasts his food over it. Scientists believe that Kanzi's understanding of fire and how to construct one might give us an insight into early human efforts to control this vital phenomenon.
And finally, RuPaul's Drag Race continues to go from strength to strength, with True TV broadcasting the programme every Monday evening on the free-to-air Freeview platform. Season 6 winner Bianca Del Rio is bringing her one-person show Not Today Satan to British shores next February and will be playing Cardiff over in South Wales on the 8th of Feb. The outrageous persona describes herself as a hate guru, and her show will follow her fortunes since she won the RuPaul show.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Tara Fraser.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
This is Nikki French, and you're listening to Shout Out!
Shout Out!
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, now I like that.
It's a good mix, isn't it? Michael Jackson and Rihanna laying on top.
Yeah, see, you could do Welsh. I can't do that with an R.
What?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No, but Welsh the phlegm in the back of the throat.
There might be Welsh people listening.
Yes. No, really?
Well, no, there will be Welsh people.
I'm not horrid.
No, we were talking about Cardiff Pride earlier, and the article on our website is appallingly badly written, and you said it came from the Welsh, didn't you?
Welsh translation. To English, so it didn't.
So. Yes. Anyway, we should welcome to the studio our guests.
Alan and Rob.
Yes. Hello, guys.
From Scars. Now, that's your initials, isn't it?
Yes. That's right, yeah.
So, but it's awkwardly initialed, isn't it? So it's the outside and then in.
That's right. It's a bit sort of themed from ABBA, really. But it's A-C-C-R. No, R-S. I've got to argue that. Scar. S-C-A-R.
Yeah. Alan was having a countdown moment.
Rob saying
but he didn't have enough consonants.
Now, I'm loving that you started your production career in DMC back in the beginning.
That's right. I was actually the first DMC mixer back in 1983 after I sent a tape to Tony Prince. And I was credited with inventing the artist Megamix. So the word Megamix really is something I invented. And I did a lot of remixes.
Now, Tony Prince, a lot of people now, the younger generation might not know Tony Prince, Radio Luxembourg 208.
That's right, yeah.
With the advert for Keynsham on the hour, every hour.
That's right.
Do you remember that? Then they spelt Keynsham out.
I don't remember that.
Okay, just saying. Moving on. My age.
And if you recognise Rob's voice, it's because, well, I think, I'm trying to remember that. I saw you on stage at the theatre up by the Downs. Is it the Red Grave?
Yes.
That's up there?
Yeah.
When you performed.
We sang at Bristol.
Yes. Yes, which is like, you know, you haven't been a member for a while now, though, have you?
But no, I really love the choir. They you know, they do a great job. They draw a great big crowd, and it was lovely working with them or singing with them. I just got a bit busy, so I had to stop. Yeah.
You, the way that do. Was,
yeah. Yeah, so, and I wasn't too comfortable with the moves, if I'm honest, but, you know, it's a
great... Oh, they got even more complex since
Yeah,
since
I couldn't
then.
Keep up, honestly. It's way too energetic for my liking.
Now, tell me, how did you two meet?
Well, believe it or not, we actually met on a plane coming back from Gran Canaria.
Oh, right.
We were sat next to each other and we just started sort of talking and then gradually swapping music because we both had our iPhones, and one thing led to another, and we ended up exchanging numbers. And I'd been out of the music industry for quite a while and was looking for an impetus to come back into the music industry. And Rob was really that impetus because he helped me sort of get up to date with the technology. I bought a computer and redeveloped an enthusiasm for the music industry again.
I remember at the time as well when you were telling me your story, Alan, and that you'd had a great kind of past with your music. And I was kind of angry that you'd kind of stopped that. And then you said the technology might be an issue in getting back into it. And I thought, well, I've got a degree in this subject. I'd love to help out. You know, please listen to my music. What do you think? And I was almost pushing myself on him, really. And then I was really thrilled when I sent him all my music after the flight. We kept in touch. And then before I know it, he was knocking on the door saying, do you fancy writing together?
So was it that different, though, now that it's gone? Because it's a lot more digital these days, isn't
it? Yes, definitely. It has changed a lot. I mean, it was all vinyl in my day. I know there's move to come back to vinyl, but certainly doing everything on a computer was not possible in the days when I was mixing. They used to use computers as what was called a sequencer, but not to actually keep all the music.
MIDI sequencing,
well.
I did that at school, MIDI sequencing.
Which software did you use?
I can't remember. It was a black and white screen. It was an Amiga thing it ran on, I think.
Oh, black and white. Yeah. If only we had black and white screens in my day. It was green on black in
that
my was... day.
I'm going back. So, now the song, I think it's the same one we played last week, didn't we?
Yes, and you were the first guys to play it as well.
We were, yes. Thank you very much for
thank you.
Giving us the exclusive.
Well,
because it has rocketed, hasn't it? Do you know where it is at the moment? The charts.
It has been number one on the iTunes vocal chart, hasn't
it?
Vocal album chart.
I mean, it started off in a European high energy chart, which Energize Records, our record label, put out. And we were excited at that to reach number
still
two.
Still number two. Still number two.
Is it? I haven't checked that recently. And then I was, for example, last Thursday, I was on my way to London and we heard it got released on iTunes, went in at number two, and I was with a good friend and we were all excited and we thought we'd celebrate the evening. And then just as we pulled up into Paddington, it got to number one. Ooh. And so the whole evening, the concept had changed. And Energize Records contacted us at once to say, do you realise that you're the first act to actually have a number one in 23 years of going? Despite all the superstars they've got on the label. So we were beside ourselves. We were so excited.
Now, tell us a little bit about the song. How did it come about? Has it got a message in it? How did it... Yeah, well, you tell us the story.
Okay. Well, yes, it has. I mean, when we come up with the concept, Alan come round one day. We'd been writing a few songs together, so we got to know how we were working. And I remember him. The sentence you come up with was, "Rob, we need to do a message song."
Mm.
I said, "Oh, okay. Well, that sounds exciting. What's the message about?" And then we got thinking, "What message do we want to get across here? We want our music to have some, you know, some good meaning, not just fluffy words." And then we started looking into it. So some thoughts that come to mind were about hope, equality, diversity, love, acceptance, and just looking at the kind of weak areas in gay life, I suppose, and how we've been treated throughout life and how lucky we are. And when you compare yourself to the rest of the world as well on how life is for ourselves, our community. So it was really a kind of, that was the beginning blocks of it, really.
I think the real message is written between the lines. It means different things to different people, actually. That's
right.
The thing we like about the song. People have said to us that it meant that to me or it meant this to me, and it's very much of not of now, and particularly with the Orlando
well, I was going to say, because the guys at Western Pride heard it, and of course that was the resounding bit for them, and they really wanted you, because you're down there performing it, aren't you, Nesley?
Yes, yeah, we're doing it on Saturday. Yeah. I mean, that just came out of the blue. The whole thing is just kind of come from nowhere, really.
It sounds like it all happened very fast.
Yeah, it really did. And when you're trying to work as well, you've got to juggle everything, and all of a sudden everything has to stop. But yeah, they contacted us this week and they said, is there any chance we can help you out, guys? Would you like to perform? And I said, are you kidding? I would love to. It'd be fantastic. I should say as well, we did the track with a fantastic drag queen from London called Dusty O, who added a great dynamic to the track and a lot of colour.
But so you're kind of swapping her out for someone else a bit famous at Western Pride, aren't you?
What, with Mr...
Aren't you having Nicky French?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, Nicky French, the involvement with Nicky French blew us away, because the demo come back from the record company after we gave him all the parts, and then we thought, is this really Nicky French on our track? Well, this is too good. I was punching the air. I was just so excited. But Western Pride, they've said to us, is there any way you can help us promote the charity for the victims of the Orlando disaster? And so we went back to the label. We said, is there any way we can, you know, get a few copies over and sell them, you know, to benefit the charity cause? So they're on board as well. So we're happy to do it for them, for sure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So are you going to be... Sorry, Andy. Are you going to be performing with Nicky French? Is she actually going to be with you on stage or not? Or are you just going to have to persuade her when you get there?
Well, I have sent her a message, but I don't think our times are set up.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to happen, because she's going to be on after us, and, you know, she wants to come on stage and I'm Nicky French and this is great. Yeah. And, you know, she's a huge pull to the Pride.
Yeah. She's fab. We interviewed her at Bristol Pride last year. And I've never known someone with so much energy in my life. Yeah. She was an absolute...
Yeah, she's
still
amazing.
She's still the loudest jingle we've got, you know. She is good. So how do you start off when you want to write a song? Do you come up with an idea first, or do you come up with some of the music first, or the words? How does it evolve from nothing into the lovely track that we've got that we're going to play in a bit?
I think certainly the message started with me writing stuff into my mobile phone, just the actual chorus. I still remember that All Over the World was actually in my mobile phone, so that was the theme that we then played with. And Rob usually gets at the piano and starts playing, and
I see. Are you a pianist?
Yeah,
Rob's, right.
Well, I'm a keyboard player as well, but Rob is much better than me.
Thank you. But yeah, it's a case of at the piano.
Yeah.
Well, I get, you know, it's almost like you build up an energy, I find, anyway. And we do approach each song differently. Sometimes it's just, you know, you just don't touch any instrument at all. What's coming through? What are you feeling about an idea? But with the message, it was around the piano, da 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 da. And then I looked at Alan and I say, do you like that? And he'll say, oh, can you go down there at the end? Can you go up? Try this, try that. And we end up exchanging ideas. And usually the best songs...
Is it still the old-fashioned with a bit of score paper in front of you?
No, well, I'm writing in a different style. I'm doing it a slightly modern way, without the dots, basically.
Oh, right.
It's quite interesting, though, with the message, though, because we did write it quite a few years ago, and then we changed it. We do this quite often with some of our songs. We come back to it and think, well, actually, that could do with a different verse or a different chorus. And in the case of the message, we decided to change the verse about 2 years ago. And I think that did the trick, actually, because the original verse wasn't that exciting. And so we've got a new verse now, and we're happy with it.
I remember that day you said we need to change it. And I would think, damn, I spent, you know, there was a lot of energy gone into that. And he wants to bin it. And I would think, okay. And then I would always go with what Alan suggests, because I trust him. And I always think the magic happens working with him, for sure. So I'm grateful for the
friendship. It does sound like you've got a real partnership going.
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely what's coming.
It started off just music, but we are, you know, really good friends. And so, yeah, it works definitely very well.
Well, listen, we're going to play the track in a minute, but if people want to hear it live, obviously you're at Western Supermare Pride this Saturday performing it. But if people want to get hold of you, are you modern enough now and on all the Twitter and Facebook and all that for people to find you? How do they find out more about you?
We're getting there. We are on Twitter. Alan, tell us the Twitter address. It's scars at ACRS.
Yeah, ACRS. SCARACRS.
Yeah, that's our initials. You can find us through Energized Records. We're on iTunes. Just look up The Message featuring Dusty O. So, yeah, we're out there.
Cool. Well, listen, thank you ever so much for coming to talk to us about it. It's lovely to hear the story behind it as well. And best of luck performing it. I'm guessing, is this going to be your first live performance?
In a long time, yeah.
In a long time. Yes. A bit of The Message.
I'm treating it like a great big karaoke. That's the only way to deal with this.
Yeah, it will be the first performance of The Message, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck for it. And do stay in touch. And hopefully when your next one comes out and you're number one in all the charts, we'll get you back on. So
thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thanks
anyway. This is The Message by Scar.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Hi, I'm Heather Small, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
I do like that song.
It's good. That's going to be on Monday's H&H without a doubt.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yes. Yes. It's reminiscent of the 90s, isn't it? That high energy.
Yeah, but what nice I really message. Love when you can get the artists in who actually made the song is you get that whole background of how it came about. I thought that was fascinating.
Wasn't it? That they just randomly met on a plane coming back from holiday.
Yeah. That's just mad.
Yeah. Amazing. And then look what's happened.
Yes.
Now they've got a good partnership.
Catch them on Saturday at a prize. So hello, Terry.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And your good self.
And hello, Mitch.
Hello.
And is all loved up.
He is.
He's
talking about rainbows and everything, Terry, so we've got to be careful.
No, that was
Andy. She's always
trying. Own it, Andy, own it.
And we were just talking about rainbows, weren't we? About the origins of the rainbow flag.
We were.
Oh, yes. Invented by a guy in San Francisco.
Called Gilbert Baker. Yes.
That's it, 1978.
Originally had a lot more colours in it than the current one.
It had a hot pink and it had a turquoise.
Yes.
But they simplified it in the early 80s.
Well, there was also another colour they had to change very slightly because the fabric in that colour was extremely expensive.
So they
swapped it for a very slight variation. I forget which colour it was, but it was a very slight variation.
Violet or indigo.
Terry will know.
Yes.
What happens? What does it mean when you fly it upside down?
Upside down. Well, that's a little bit.
Your pen doesn't work.
Yeah, pen doesn't work. Yeah.
Okay. It was just flying
upside about the flag.
Flying it upside down. Which is the right way?
The rainbow flag.
Yeah. Yes.
There's another rainbow flag which is associated with the hippie and peace movements,
yes.
Which has seven stripes and has the purple at the top. And yes. Usually has pace, which is Italian for peace, on it. You see that a lot on anti-war demonstrations. And that kind of evolved independently stroke at the same time as our rainbow flag, but that's the difference between the two. It's flown the other way around and it has seven stripes, not six.
So because the Matthew was flying
had it upside down
at Pride, so
well,
just
perhaps
wondering.
They thought you were just peaceful hippies or something.
Maybe
like
which
well,
we are
it was for
which
the people bungee jumping next to them or something, who knows.
So they could see.
If you're hanging it the right way, what colour should be at the top?
Red
of the gay flag. Yes. And of course there's lots of other ones.
Red's for passion.
It is, yes. And there's loads of others like the leather pride and the rubber pride and the lipstick lesbian pride.
There's a trans flag, bisexual flag
as well.
There's tons and tons
asexual
of them. Yeah, there is an asexual
flag. Yes, I've seen that.
I met a woman at the Orlando vigil who said that they just had a meeting to decide on their flag, and I said, which one was that? I think it was asexual. So I have no idea what it looked like.
It's called Ace, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. You can find, if you Google pride flags on Wikipedia, they all come up, and there's an explanation of all of them. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah, but it's amazing how much of a symbol the rainbow flag has become. It's international. It's known in just about every country in the world.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, it's quite a powerful
statement.
And it's used
in most prides, isn't it, right. as a symbol.
Yes.
Because if you think before that, we just had the pink triangle.
Which was a relic left over from World War II, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a symbol that
the Nazis... was it a yellow square on the Jews and it was a pink
There was a
pink
different triangle for different gays.
It was a black triangle for lesbians as well.
That's right.
Brown for the gypsies.
Apparently, a lot of people who were kind of arrested during the war for homosexuality and the like and carted off by the Nazis, when the end of the war finished, they got rearrested for being homosexual.
That did happen in Germany in fact, the communist East Germany decriminalised homosexuality in 1967. The West Germany didn't follow suit till 1969. Many of those men who had suffered under the Nazis continued to live illegal lives, up until the late 60s.
It's a fascinating thing. If you dig into it, there is actually, if you go onto YouTube and Google for the last of the pink triangles, there is a whole load of documentaries all about one of the last guys ever who has now sadly passed away, I believe, but there's a whole documentary on what he went through and what it was like and the like. It's quite fascinating to listen to.
Very important for history that you remember the darker periods in our history as well, because that serves as a lesson and a warning for the future.
Absolutely. Well said, Taylor.
That is it for this week, but do thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
Have you finished? Wherever and however you listen, join us next week for another hour of your favourite LGBT magazine show.
To listen again or to find out more information about our shows, don't forget to check us out online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For now though, it's goodbye until next time.
Say bye bye everyone.
Bye bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.